Our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program for this Sunday, July 24th. Oh, the staffing and supply chains, and how's it affecting Highlands? And good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. Well, you know, I've mentioned this before. Back in the good old days, if a contractor was paving a sidewalk or whatever for the town, they would just call up the concrete company and say, bring the trucks over. That is not the case anymore. They have to schedule a delivery, and the last time I checked, it's like 3 weeks out before they can get their concrete. So that's been a challenge. We've had to work around that, even in finishing up the entryways to the new fire department and with our sidewalk paving. It's just that supply chain issue just will not go away. We're still behind on some of the projects that we had budgeted for last fiscal year. We're still trying to get those projects scheduled and completed. It's not just the supply chain. It's availability of workforce. Contractors who are willing to bid on projects, they're behind schedule also. Just the sheer volume of work that is being done here on the plateau and throughout the entire region creates these delays in our plans.
We were discussing before we're going on the air with this, and I was unaware that we're down two officers in the Highlands Police Department, and there's a bidding war. What's up?
That is right. We've lost two police officers. Our police chief has been trying to recruit and retain police officers, but let me explain to you some of the problems. For example, our sheriff's department now, they're paying a lot more money, and they have bonuses that they offer their officers. I was listening to a recent broadcast in Hendersonville. Their police department, they're starting off policemen at $45,000 with a $4,000 signing bonus.
Will they take a 70-year-old?
People aren't going into law enforcement like they did in the past. The training schools called basic law enforcement training programs, they're having a hard time getting students to go through that arduous 6-month training program. Policemen are in short supply, and there's a competition to try to recruit them, and that's one of the things that we're facing here in Highlands. Yes, we're down two, but we've got a great police chief, and she's assured me, and I think she's already doing this, she'll go out and patrol if needed to fill in any gaps that they have. So we're going to have police coverage. Don't worry about that. But we are kind of challenged with retaining and recruiting police like every police department in Western Carolina is. One of the things I've talked with the police chief about is maybe we need to go back to where education was a number of years ago, where there were programs in Georgia and North Carolina and other states where if people would go into education, the state would pay their tuition with the understanding that they would have to come back and teach for so many years in the state of North Carolina. Maybe we need to be funding and supporting potential police officers who will go through that training program, provided that they will come and stay with us as a policeman for so many years. That could be a creative way of helping fulfill this shortage that we're facing now.
When you were talking about replacement of parts, now we have some serious problems and serious issues where a water clarifier, which is really expensive, we're waiting a little bit too long for those parts.
Well, we have that big project that we need to address. We've been trying to get grants for these kind of projects. And to be quite frank, we're not being very successful with acquiring grant money, which means that we will have to somehow, in some way, fund those projects. But even if we fund them, I was talking to our town manager, the problem is getting the project started in a timely manner, getting a contractor here on site and getting things underway. It's just like our sidewalk projects, they're behind because it's just hard to get the contractors and the workers on site. And that's just something that we're facing. I hope the public understands. A lot of our projects, we've funded them, we'll want them to be done. But if you couple the shortage of workers, contractors, and the supply chain problems with parts, it's just a perfect storm for delays. And that's what we're facing. For example, the Arnold Road pump that we've been working on now for 6 months, we're still working on getting that up to speed. The town board appropriated, we had about $375,000 for this project. We told Lamar Nix, our public works director, Let's get it done. And if you need more money, come back and we'll appropriate it. And lo and behold, he's going to have to come back and ask for more money for certain critical parts because inflation and shortages are just driving the price up every day. So that's just something that we're having to contend with, Steve, all the time.
Yeah, and pretty soon we're going to call Lamar Nexar MacGyver, keeping things together, but it's a serious problem.
And let me reinforce that Lamar is very creative with that, and he's got department heads like Yogi McCall in our electric department and our waterworks folk. They're very creative. They know the ins and outs of our system. And yes, they're constantly doing those things to keep things going while we're waiting to get those ordered part and so forth that just keep being delayed in arriving. So yes, we will be innovative and keep the services going because we've got a great staff of creative people that know how to keep the systems up and running.
If things are still going to plan, the planning board meeting has still going on for tomorrow, the 25th of July, and discussing all the things, the STR suggestions for the ordinances.
That's right. The planning board will make their recommendations and then the board will receive those at a later date and move forward with that. We depend on the planning board to go into depth and look at what has been proposed and come up with their perspective.